There are some people in Ethiopia who say that during the London Conference of 1991, I recommended that the port of Assab belong to Ethiopia. This is not correct. I did not recommend that. What I recommended was that Ethiopia and Eritrea maintain a common economic union after Eritrea's independence. And in that way, Ethiopia could use the port of Assab. And actually, before the war of 1998, Ethiopia had a section of the port that they used for their imports and exports. So it meant that Assab didn't belong to Ethiopia, but they had access to the port in an exclusive zone. And that is what I recommended, and that is what happened. Of course, when the war started, everything fell apart. So I just wanted to clarify that. Assab should be the sovereign territory of Eritrea, but Ethiopia should have a right to use the port.
Was that what you wanted to say, or something else?
Yes, there's another issue. I have been quoted as saying that the big dam on the Nile River that Ethiopia is building currently is a bad idea. I didn't mean to say that. What I meant to say is that it's a good idea, but they should only do it in negotiations with Egypt, which is the main downstream user of the Nile River. And I was told after I made that statement that they are actually negotiating with Egypt. So I want to just say I'm very pleased that the two countries are talking, because an upstream country should never unilaterally do things with the water without consulting the downstream countries. That's international law.
So you have been following the situation in that part of Africa?
Yes, I have.
So what do you make of political situation in Ethiopia?
Well, Ethiopia, I believe, should open up more toward multi-party democracy. Right now you have opposition parties that exist, but they really do not have much access to the public. The press really does not give them much voice. And journalists have been imprisoned for saying things that the government doesn't like. So I think it's time for the government to open up, loosen up, because they're doing good things in Ethiopia. They're doing a lot of infrastructure. They're doing a lot of trade. They're creating a lot of jobs and manufacturing. So they shouldn't be afraid of having free and fair elections and having a free press.
Have you had a chance to talk to the Ethiopian government?
I've talked to Ethiopian officials coming here. I've talked to their ambassador. They seem to understand, but so far they haven't made any moves in the direction that I've been recommending.